If you use Slack to slack off, this game is for you. Explodey Parrot Emoji React. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Justin Cornell on buzzer number one. You're a technical director for an experimental theater company. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your opponent is Masood Mortazavi on buzzer number two. You're an attorney who clerks for a judge in Queens. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, remember, Justin and Masood, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round. Let's go to your first game. Justin, what is an app you'd love to create?
I'd love to see a reading app that not only tracks what is the last page you were on, but when is it you stopped paying attention or you started falling asleep?
I like that. And does it directly send an email to the author to let them know?
You might want to edit that part.
Yeah, that's terrible. Masood, what's an app you'd love to create?
An app that can change red lights to green lights.
Mm.
Just for you, right? Because if everyone has that, that's mayhem.
Or any more than one person, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is mayhem bad?
Oh, boy.
Good. Okay, this is a trivia game called Appiness is a Warm Pun. We redesigned popular smartphone apps to do exactly what their names suggest.
For example, if I said, found a five-star restaurant, just tap this app to let out a loud, piercing cry that alerts other foodies to your exact location, you would answer, Yelp.
Ring in to answer. Here we go. Accident prone? You don't need to be board certified to sew up these gaping wounds. Download this app and listen to your favorite podcasts as it patches you up. Justin.
Stitcher?
That is correct, yes.
Why listen to the latest Jay-Z release when you could consult this handy app and learn all about the highs and lows of ocean levels in just seconds? Masood.
Tidal.
Tidal is correct, that's right. It's Jay-Z's streaming service.
Do you use Tidal?
No.
If you ever wanted to communicate exclusively by clicking your fingers together, just open this app and it will sound like a poetry reading at Berkeley. Justin.
Snapchat.
That is correct. Yes.
Women are the queen bees on this dating app where a single tap will envelop someone in a swarm of bees. Justin.
Bumble.
Bumble. You got it.
That's a mixed message dating app.
Yeah, well, just don't mess up if you don't want to get stung.
Need a snack? This app will hook you up with the hottest hoagies, heroes, and eggplant subs in your immediate area. No, not sure. Oh, Masood?
Grubhub?
Not what we were looking for. Justin, can you steal? Mm. No. The answer is Grindr. Large variety of eggplant subs was the tip-off.
If you hate seeing how your food or your clothing is made, this is the app for you. You'll get a meal and a new outfit delivered right to your door, and you won't be able to see how either was put together.
Masood. Seamless?
Seamless is correct.
All right, here's your last clue. Never again. Never again will you have to grind your own peppermints, gumdrops, or red vines into a fine powder. This app will do it for you. Masood.
Candy Crush.
That is correct, yes. Puzzaker Archung, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie. Congratulations, here's your tiebreaker. If you've lost count of how many phones you've broken trying to bounce them into your opponent's quadrant, then you'll be the mayor of the schoolyard with this baller app. Justin.
Foursquare.
That's right. Well done. You're one step closer to our final round.
Are you waiting for the Ask Me Another app? Well, don't hold your breath. The only way to play is to be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org for info on how to apply and for our upcoming road shows. We'll be in Washington, D.C. at the Warner Theater on February 1st. Coming up, a music parody where everything will be all right, all right. And no, it's not about Matthew McConaughey. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.